The Kufman Beis says a person read from the Sefer Torah and he made a mistake. So Shulchan Aruch says even if he made a mistake, one letter was said improperly. So the Shulchan Aruch passes Matzirna, so we make the person go back to read. So Mr. Brewer explains that that's a lach of going back, is if he's in that pasuk, he has to go back to correct himself in the pasuk. If he finished, he says even to the point that a person finished the parasha, and they finish, they put the Sefer Torah back, a person will be mechuyev according to Shulchan Aruch to take the Sefer Torah out again and read that pasuk plus two other psukim with a bracha. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We correct any mistake which is made over there to the point that we have to take the Sefer Torah out. The Ramah adds that this halacha, that we correct the person, we make him go back, it's something which would cause a misinterpretation of what the Torah is trying to say. That in the case a person made a mistake in something which would not change the meaning of what we're reading, then the law says ein machzirna, so we do not make him go back. And the language of the Ramah is avul garin boy. We speak to him strongly. So the explain the pshat in the Ramah means that on the spot we do correct him in a nice way. You don't have. It's not the din of Yarek Vayavar that you're mechiv to, you know, person's Mishana Masaras Torah, you have mechiv to do with that, to attack him. That's not the halach of correcting him, but at least they're covered on the spot, even if it's a mistake which is not Mishana Inyan, the Ramah says you would correct him. But if he's went further on past that point, it's something which would not change the pirish of what he's reading, we do not go back. So Shulchan Aruch holds you would. The Ramah says we do not, in that situation, we do not go back, and that's the minhag of the Ashkenaz, in that situation we do not go back. What defines something which is Mishana Inyan? So the Ramah gives two examples of things which are not Mishana Inyan. He says one example is Beneginas Hatam, which means that he read the word properly, but he said the wrong shrub, he said the wrong, the Tamei HaMikra was said improperly. That's something which the Ramah gives an example of something which would not be Mishana Inyan. The second example he gives is an example was in Nikud, in the vowelization, the vocalization of the word. Means he read the letters properly, but he put the wrong Nikud under the letters. That's the two examples that the Ramah gives. Mr. Brewer points out that there are scenarios where that is true. The scenarios where that is not true, that by changing the trup, or by changing the Nikud, you would change what the word means. Sometimes there would be a question of Milel Mora, which can change the meaning of the word from the past tense to the present tense to the future tense, or vice versa. If a person reads the word, the letters Ches Lamed Beis can be supposed to be read Cholov, and he reads it Chaylev. Cholov is milk, Chaylev is fat, sort of things. There are examples, obviously, where the changing of the vowelization is going to make a difference. Mishmur adds an important point over here. That when in the trup that we have, there are two types of trup. There are one type of trup which is called mishorsim, which they are sounds which are made to connect to the following word, and there are what is known as mafsikim, which are to separate these two words. So a pashto is to separate this word. The person reads a pashto. There's a pause. There's a separation between that word and the following word. A mapach is to connect to the following word. So the Mishmur Paskins, if a person will read a Mishoris as a Mafsik, or a Mafsik as a Mishoris, it is incorrect, and we have to correct him and go back. That's an example where a person has to go back and correct himself. Any example where a person reads a Mishoris as a Mafsik, or a Mafsik as a Mishoris, that is something which we have to correct and go back. Now, one example of that which I want to point out, which I pointed out the last time I spoke about this, is that there's a difference in a Kadma and a Pashto. They look exactly the same. The kadma and a pashto. A pashto is a mafsik, and a kadma is a mishori. Now, when there's a kadma and an azla, everybody knows that a kadma and an azla goes together, and that's a kadma of azla. But there are kadmas which are not necessarily together with the azla, and they look the same. All the difference is where it's placed on the word. A pashto is placed in your chumash, it's placed over at the end of the word, indicating it's a pashto. If it's placed somewhere earlier in the word, it's indication that it's a kadma. A kadma is a misharis, and a pashto is a mapsik. So, a person reads a kadma as a pashto, he has to be corrected, and he has to go back to do that. Now, in the sound, the way they sound differently, so The main point is that it's read together with the following word. It's not so much the sound someone's different, because kadmor, right, and pashto sound fairly similar, but the point is you read it together with the next word as opposed to leaving a gap, a pause between the two words. So you're reading and it's a kadmor, so just be aware that you read it together with the following words, and that's an example of this halacha of a case where a mesharis and a mafsik would make a difference. Have a good morning.